Mishnah test. Omar Rabbi Yosi adds some learn that Rabbi Yosi is arguing on the previous Mishnah, whereas others learn that the Chachomim of the previous Mishnah also agree to Rabbi Yosi over here. And what Rabbi Yosi is coming to say is that the previous Mishnah's law does not apply always. When are these words said? B'tchilas Erev, at the beginning of the Erev, meaning you need to make sure that at the beginning of Shabbos, there is at least the size of a dried fig, a krigigeres, for each person who is part of the Erev, or two meals worth, whatever the situation may be. Al b'shiyare Erev, but in the remainders of an Erev, meaning if after Shabbos came in, something happened to part of the food, let's say part of it was eaten or part of it was destroyed, kol shehu, as long as there is any amount left, the Erev is still valid, and those who are inside the courtyard can still carry. We're going to understand that we're specifically referring to Erev Chatzeres over here, as will become evident in the following statement, because the reason why we are lenient over here is because v'loy omru l'orev b'chatzeres, the Chachom only said that one needs to make an Erev Chatzeres, ela kadesh l'shakech es atinoikos, only so that the children will not forget. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a situation where there was both Erev Chatzeres and Shittuv Mevayos made. Now, if you think about it, the purpose of both of those is to do the same thing. To make it be considered that the entire courtyard or the entire street is considered collectively owned and under one unit. So if you think about it, when everyone makes a Shittuv Mevayos, they don't really need to make a Erev Chatzeres as well. Because the Shittuv Mevayos says that all of the houses in all of the courtyards in the entire street are connected and considered one. So technically you shouldn't really need to make an Erev Chatzeres as well, because all of the houses are joined together anyway by the Shittuv Mevayos. However, the Rabbon were worried that if we would rely just on the Shittuv Mevayos, then children growing up in the courtyards, they wouldn't necessarily know that a Shittuv Mevayos was made every week. If you think about it, the Shittuv Mevayos was kept in one of the courtyards, so they wouldn't necessarily even see the Shittuv Mevayos. So it could be that they would grow up thinking that one is allowed to carry from one's house into the courtyard, from a courtyard into the street. They'll think that that's permitted even without making any sort of Erev. And so because of that concern, the Rabbanon said that even if you make a Shittuv Mevayos, you also need to make an Erev Chatzeres within each courtyard. But since this is only a concern, and if you think about it, this is a Midrabbanon on a Midrabbanon. The whole prohibition anyway to carry in the courtyards and in the Mavui is only Midrabbanon. And the Rabbanon decreed again, in case you come to carry in the courtyards without making an Erev, or a Shittuv Mevayos, so you need to make an Erev Chatzeres as well. But since it's only Midrabbanon as a concern that you might violate a different Midrabbanon, they were lenient, and as long as there is any food left after Shabbos came in, they can still carry in the courtyards.